Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, it's totally different. I don't
know. How's it different?
Hold on, we gotta start over.
Because nobody knows.
Totally different. The husband stitch is different than what she had done.
It's still an extra thing that's not...
They're totally different. Because one's just the entrance and one's the whole house. One's just the door and one's the whole room. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to need a diagram or something. Somebody better show me something.
Okay, so... This is where I get really nervous because there's two or one and a half sort of men on the show. I'm counting myself as the half, by the way.
Oh, okay. Wow, thanks. I was going to count me as the half.
And it gets really, then maybe there's just one.
Together we make a decent guy.
That's not a bad thing. I think that's kind of true. And so it feels weird when you talk about women's body issues as a dude. Because I think we're just in a society so weird. I think we're kind of coming back the other way where we're allowed to say things about each other. But it's like, it's just weird sometimes where it's like, hey, what's it like to do this? It's like, you can't talk about that because you're a guy. It's like,
and I do think that it went too far. But I think now it's very open discussion. I want to hear what you guys think.
Right.
What can I help you understand?
Thank you.
And it goes the same way.
Yes. You're allowed to say,
yeah.
Why are guys always grabbing their stuff? And we'll try to explain it to you, but we're not going to be like, how dare you talk about it?
It's yeah.
Like, we just can't keep our hands off of it.
That's
for
really,
a certain amount of time, there's an age range where it's just like, oh, your hand is, why is your hand that exact length?
True.
Why is your hand right there? Yeah. Tell me why.
Okay, maybe I take back.
Okay, but here's the reason we're talking about junk real quick. Brooke Shields has just come out and said she went in, her
lips were big.
Okay. Yes. The curtains were like flappy and like it was causing her discomfort.
Yes.
Okay.
They were getting chafed.
Mm.
I mean, so they must have been like, so there is a thing they go in and like, it sounds horrifying, but like they trim it back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And when she went in to get that surgery, the doctor, when she woke up, she was like, they're doing a twofer. The doctor was like, they're doing a twofer. She's like, what? And he did.
He decreased the average diameter of the V.
It's called a rejuvenation procedure. Mm-hmm. So they go in, and I don't know if they do an ablation, whatever they do, they're just like, oh, and it's just like, they made the room smaller.
Okay.
Now the argument that you came in on when the song
because
first ended.
Even as a female, I don't know if I understand what this means.
I don't know how they do it. If they like cool sculpt, like if it's heat or cold or something, it's just almost like a facelift, right? You're just pulling things tighter. It's just smaller. They like tightened it. Like they just made it
the whole room though, not just the door frame.
Now, so what you're thinking about is the episiotomy. You were like the husband stitch.
Yeah.
That's when you have a baby.
And like, that's when they tighten the door frame.
Right. Cause two things can happen when you have like, three things could happen. One, the baby can just come out and it's no problem because your stuff can stretch. Like mm-hmm. You guys are miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't believe that our stuff fits in there and also that can get out of there. Like there too, I don't know how to show you the difference because I'd have to put my thing next to a baby.
A baby.
Look at the size difference of these things.
We're not doing that again.
but that, so... Like, it's amazing, but if it doesn't just come out, it can either tear accidentally,
mm-hmm.
which is happens more often than not, but now doctors are like, let me just help it, and they cut it.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't tear. Sometimes where they cut it and then it still tears more. But then no matter what, if they have to cut it or it tears, they have to stitch it up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's really true, but doctors have said, I went one higher for you.
Yeah.
Instead of just stopping.
They at just, the natural place. Just, they just one more.
And I don't know that that's true, but like, I don't think that's actually true. I don't think they really do that. I think that's just always been a thing that guys is like, hey, can you throw another stitch in that?
But if it got a name, it had to have happened enough times.
There's no
for
real
it
name
to get
for
a
it.
Name.
The name is for when you cut it. It's called an episiotomy.
Right. And then
it.
The husband stitch. Like,
I know, but
I think
that's just a
it.
Joke. I know. It's just, I think it's a joke.
As I mean, I've had two, or my wife has had two kids, and I've been in the room for both of them, and just, I cannot imagine being like, yeah, but what are you going to do for me? Like, and she's screaming and in pain, and I'm just like, you know, watching the TV. It's like, it feels so,
okay,
so
but,
icky.
Okay. Yes, it does. Here's the question. In any other place in your life, like, I'm going to, can I speak to just T-Hack
yes,
first?
Yes.
Okay.
If you go to Culver's and you're like, I'm ordering the burger and the fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come to your table with the thing and it's burger, fries, and a custard. Like, I just threw that in for you. You're like, how dare you, sir? I demand you take this custard back. Mm-hmm. I did not order the custard and I will not eat your free custard. Now, the rejuvenation surgery is expensive. And I can't, listen, before you start yelling, women, I can't see a reason why you wouldn't want it. Because if I went under, if they had to put you under for a vasectomy and then you woke up and they're like, yeah, I threw a couple of extra, you know, inches on there. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, well, I would never
be
like no
couple.
Thanks. Right.
You put me on back under. I didn't know you could do that.
Right.
Keep
That's
it
what
going.
It's like. Why would you ever say no to something
you
that
didn't,
puts you,
you
back
didn't
in a more
get,
youthful way?
You didn't get consent. That's the main thing. I don't care if they did it for the benefit of the patient. You did not get consent. Period. End of sentence.
They didn't get consent. I know the analogy is flawed as hell, but like, they didn't get TX consent to bring the custard.
Well, that's different.
In that case, I already have custard. I don't need a second custard.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. You're right. They did perform a medical procedure without consent. Mm-hmm. And I totally get that. But it like,
and
isn't
also,
there sometimes
what
just,
if,
like, yummy
what if
surprise?
What if something were to have gone wrong? She healed incorrectly from that. You're putting yourself at risk as well. Like, that's so dumb of the doctor to do that.
Do you
License
get,
revoked.
Do you ever get Botox?
Yes.
What if they were, you're like, I need like 24 units in your forehead. And they were like, I did 32. I kind of went around your eyes a little bit for you.
Well, they wouldn't, first off.
But what if they did? What if they're just like, I love you. I love you on, like, you're so funny on the show. I just want
to, we
have
are
a little
doing
bit of a
what
feet.
We agreed to, nothing more. And if they say like, hey, you know what? I'm kind of seeing something here. Do you want to try? I can say yes or no.
It is interesting because, I mean, Aaron's obviously right. But it's interesting, the guy scenario of the vasectomy, if that were a thing, like,
he woke up and he was like,
we added,
there you go, man.
I would genuinely want to know, like, would any guy be upset about that?
Why would you be?
No, I'm thinking about it.
I know,
it.
But the problem is,
I'm
we're
doing research as we speak.
We're dudes and we just think, like, we want more.
And I don't know, it's someone else doing this procedure for sexual reasons. That's the only benefit. And
but
I don't
know
how
to
old
both
she
of
was.
You.
Still, no.
And, but then the worst part is, and this is where I am totally on Aaron's side and on Brooke Shields' side. She felt so much shame she didn't tell her husband. She didn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's just like, because she was like, she didn't want him to think she did it. Like, I mean, because she's kind of a child actress, so I think she's sort of meant like, the first thing she was in, she was like a minor.
Yeah, she
and
was
they
like
were
14.
Naked for the
and
entire
they, yeah.
movie and Ugh. Boinking. It was such a weird... exploitive. The Blue mm-hmm. Lagoon is such a weird exploitive porn
yeah.
pedophile porn film. I'm like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that got released. So she's probably a little bit messed up when it comes to that stuff. But like,
yeah, it has some trauma and
yes, but
like, yeah, that is. I agree. It's a weird move as a doctor to do that and to brag about it. It's weird.
Does anybody else want custard?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.